Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. The numbers here are 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. And we're going to put all of the Osama bin Laden stuff behind us. It was a great 2 hours of discussion, but we really want to dedicate some time to Mother's Day, because tomorrow is Mother's Day, and this is our show, and we want to honor our mothers. We want to honor you if you're a mother. We want to honor you to call in and talk about your mother on this show. What does motherhood mean to you if you are a mother? I had a mother. I'm married to a woman who is a mother, and this is really important to me. And here at Mad as Hell, we don't always want to be mad as hell. Sometimes we want to be reverent as hell, especially to the people who gave us life, because that's what being a mother is all about, giving life. And tomorrow is the day when we put all of our issues away. And there are lots and lots of issues there. No one will say that it's not a charged relationship. But tomorrow is about extending our gratitude to the people that gave us life. And that means we must be also grateful for our own lives. No matter how difficult it might be, the quality of gratitude now is incredibly important, because this life is a miracle given to us by the only people capable of granting it, our mothers. And I don't want to sentimentalize it too much, because sometimes I have a hard time on Mother's Day reconciling the way that we place women on a pedestal on Mother's Day for one day a year, and then all too often treat women as second-class citizens for the other 364 days. Because the truth is that two-thirds of the people living in poverty on this planet are women and their children. Because in this country, there are men still seeking to control what women do with their wombs. Because many women, all too often, still make less money than men for the same job. And because it's an all-consuming, all-committing kind of effort, it is still not considered a real job. So here at Mad as Hell in America, we're going to try to go some distance to make that right. And we're going to do that with our producers, Kat Jarbo and Al Nowakowski, who have profiled some of the mothers they admire. And we want it to be a discussion, so we want you to call in and join us. Tell us what motherhood means to you. Are you a mother? Did you have one? You must have had one. Are you married to one? What does being a mother mean to you if you are a mother, and how do you honor Mother's Day? I'm going to take a minute to talk about my mother. She's dead now, and she would want me to put it that way. She always said, when I die, don't tell people I passed on, or passed away. Just tell them I'm dead. Okay, Mom? I just did. And I've got to be really honest starting out that my mother was probably the most difficult person I've ever known. Her name was Audrey Johnston from Portland, Maine, but she changed it to Brett Summers when she moved to New York and read Hemingway's The Sun Also Rises, Brett being the main character in that wonderful book. She was definitely a rebel and a self-declared bohemian who was into everything before it was chic. Health food, recycling, women's liberation, you name it. She stood about 5'8 with square shoulders and a mouth like a set of brass knuckles. She made the best martini you ever had and ruined more holiday dinners than salmonella. One time I actually saw her knock a grown man to the ground with her open palm because he had intentionally hurt her with a nasty rumor. And that's the thing. She was easily hurt, as tough as she was, because she was also one of the most sensitive, most deep-feeling people I've ever known. She loved Virginia Woolf. She loved English breakfast tea and long talks in the morning. She had the best sense of humor of anyone I've ever known. And in spite of the fact that we did battle like we were in a Japanese monster movie, we always loved each other. And on the day that she died, when I knew that I could love her without fear of retribution, I remembered that she was the one who taught me to love in the first place. She gave me the capacity to love others courageously and with a full and open heart, because that's the way she loved me, unconditionally and with a full and open heart. And it is this love that I have carried throughout my life and into my marriage of 21 years and into my relationship with my amazing daughter and into a troubled world that needs so much love right now. So on this Mother's Day, to my mother who has not passed, passed away or passed on, I thank you for my life and for teaching me not only the meaning of love, but giving me the capacity to feel it and share it with the people in my life. So, Mom, wherever you are, thanks. So we want your calls here, 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. What does motherhood mean to you? What was your relationship with your mother like? We're going to go to Al Nowakowski and Kat Jarboe, our producers in the Windy City. Welcome to Mad as Hell in America, Kat and Al.
How you doing, Adam?
Are you there, Kat?
I'm right here. Hey, good. Good speech, Club Man. Beautiful job.
Thank you very much. My mother was a tough customer, man, but I loved her. And she was somebody who was very complex, and our relationship was very complex. But like I said, on the day that she died, there was something that happened. I was free. She couldn't hurt anymore. And I realized, God, I loved her all that time. And that was the nature of the hurt, was that I kept going to her with love, and she kept kind of swatting it away at her own kind of unmalicious kind of manner. So let's start with you, Kat. Talk a little bit about your mother. First, before we do that, tell us what we're going to do today. You guys have profiled some mothers. We were originally going to make this whole show a Mother's Day show at your suggestion. Why did you feel that was important, Kat?
Well, you know, Adam, especially hearing the conversations between vengeance and justice, there's really no great equalizer better than your mom. She was the hardest audience and always taught you your manners, at least mine did. And she was a sales lady. She was a salesperson in the plumbing and heating department for over 20 years. And she was pretty successful. And she always told me, you know, I don't sell to people, I talk to people. Mm-hmm. And that was her trick, just talking to people and listening. I think that was the balance that she came up with. And she had a great sense of humor. And in respect to her, and in respect to all the moms out there, you know, we come across really amazing women in the activist world, and we just thought we'd take this opportunity to give them a shot at going back and, you know, and going inside and finding out, you know, why they do what they do. And we had some really great responses, and really they just as confused as every other mother is out there, and it's step by step, day by day.
Al, thank you, Kat. Al, tell me, so you guys have profiled four women that you admire, right? Tell me a little bit about the segments that we're going to hear in this hour coming up.
Kat and I, in our travels, have just had, you know, been very fortunate in meeting some very accomplished and what I like to call three-dimensional women. And we just wanted to highlight a few of them. And the woman we spoke with today, almost all of them have very full activist or media careers on their own. And they're all mothers, one or two are grandmothers as well. So I was curious as to what that balance looked like, because, you know, sometimes you look at people who have accomplished the things in their life and you wonder how they pull it off. You wonder how they can fit all the pieces together. And I think it only becomes much more poignant when you're involving, you know, trying to raise a child as well. So that's pretty much where the genesis of it was. And the first one we went to, Kat, was
Maya Friedler is in Chicago, and she's been producing radio and an activist for many years, and she really brought it home as trying to make that balance between activism. She was in the early stages of the Equal Rights Movement and garnering equal status for women, and she also had children and a young daughter, and dealing with that and having to run off to a campaign meeting is how, and this is a great story that she wanted to share with us.
We're gonna get into that in the next segment. We don't have enough time for it. We've got four really amazing profiles that have put together by our producers in Chicago, Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski. So stay with us. This is a whole different tone. And I got to tell you, it was really fun and exciting and vibrant to be talking about what's going on in the world with Osama bin Laden. But it is sure nice to be having this conversation as kind of a salve for all of that. We have a call. So let's go to Mark, line two. You have a comment about Mother's Day. Welcome to Reverend as Hell in America with Adam Klugman.
Thanks, Adam. Thank you so much for having me on. I wrote a very brief little poem about Mother's Day. It's called A Non-Traditional Mother's Day. And I think you'll understand the satire in this, which I think you'll appreciate.
Go for it.
This Mother's Day, I sent a bouquet to the biggest mother of them all. in West Palm Beach, where his radio speech goes out for right-wing calls. He's not a she, as you may believe, but still a mother by non-traditional ways. He doesn't wear a dress, at least in public, I guess, but he hates liberals, lesbians, and gays. This dumb mother, unlike any other, takes medication to keep him insane. And for all his power, I will send dead flowers, because he supported John McCain. So as he lies and shouts, this dumb mother doubts that his anger keeps him so castrated. And at the sound of the flush, we hear that rush. It's just a mother that's half hyphenated.
Nice, Mark. I knew you were about halfway through it. I said, "This." I know where he's going with rush. I was a little careful. We were going to get something that rhymed with trucker in there, and I really appreciate that you didn't. That was great, Mark. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. You know what, Mark? Why don't you go ahead and post that on our Facebook page, and you can interact. It's a great poem, and you can interact with us on the Facebook page. If you don't want to call in, you make a comment. I'll read it on the air. Go to Facebook at Mad as Hell in America. We have another call, Kat, and Al Nowakowski. Valerie, line 3 from Battleground, you want to talk about what motherhood means to you.
Yeah, I, unfortunately, growing up, didn't have my own mother, but some incredible women in my father's life stepped up to take that role. And largely due to that, I think part of it was I chose not to become a birth mother, but so many children in the world that are here need love and mothering that I ended up helping with a lot of good friends' children and becoming an auntie. And I think that has a lot going for it, too. You don't have to give birth to give that mother's love and guide someone.
Right on. What a great sentiment for Mother's Day, which is tomorrow. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman on AM 620 KPOJ. We're talking with our producers, Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski in the Windy City about motherhood. What does it mean to you? Are you a mother? Did you have one? Are you married to one? We want to talk to you. We're going to get 4 profiles in amazing women that Kat and Al know in Chicago. The numbers here are 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. You can call us. You can join us on Facebook, Mad as Hell in America. We want you in on this conversation. Stay tuned. It's going to be a real treat and a real break from the madness and pain of this world. We'll be right back. Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. You didn't want me. Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America, where we are honoring Mother's Day, which is tomorrow. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. As I said, this is Mad as Hell in America. I am your host, Adam Klugman, and on the line with us are our producers from the Windy City of Chicago, Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski. Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. I love that John Lennon tune. I always have.
It really kind of captures a lot of contradictions, huh?
It sure does. He had a complicated relationship with his mother. I don't know anyone who doesn't have a complicated relationship with their mother. All right, so let's start, Kat. Who's going to be up first? You are going to be profiling 4 different women that you know. Who would you like to bring on first?
Maya Friedler. I work with her as an audio editor on her radio program called The Feminist Lens, and it sort of brings art and women and women's issues together on one show. And she is a moderator on that show. She's also a writer. And I've come to really appreciate what she has to say. She's got a lot of wise words. And, of course, she's due.
You're listening to Mad as Hell in America, where we're being reverent as hell for our mothers. Kat, thanks for that introduction.
Maya Friedler is the founder and executive director of Women's Media Group Chicago, which currently produces The Feminist Lens, a radio program focusing on women in the arts. I first met Maya as an audio editor for her Talk-In program, which originally aired on WBEZ Chicago Public Radio. A lifelong political activist, Maya is featured in the book Feminists Who Changed America, 1963 to 1975.
Hi, Adam. This is Maya Friedler, and I have been a very lucky woman. I have had many jobs, an actress, a political activist, a mother, a wife, and the grandmother, but not despite the fact that I am a woman. It's because of the fact that I am a woman. I had a loving, witty, resourceful husband and two bright and healthy children. I could pursue my passions, which at the time were around trying to make this a better world. When I was running as a McCarthy delegate in 1968 to a campaign meeting, my young daughter said to me, she's 7 years old, she stood at the door and said, "Mom, how will the war in Vietnam be shorter if you stay home for dinner?" That's a serious question for a mother, and that had to be worked out. One of my many jobs during the 60s and 70s was as an aide to the Illinois State Senator Esther Saperstein. We worked on trying to get the Equal Rights Amendment passed in Illinois. Esther, who said she couldn't go out and debate the Phyllis Schlafly's and the Eagle Forum, said I had to go. The women I went to talk to were very happy, as wives, as mothers, and I lost every debate. I saw that change was not an easy message. All of us resisted, and I could not move that new idea that equal status was a new good idea. This is Maya Friedler wishing you all you mothers, a happy Mother's Day. And remember, we're all very different, and there is no perfect mother.
You're listening to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman on AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station. We are honoring Mother's Day today. That was really beautiful, Kat. Wow, that was just tremendous. What a woman.
She really is, and she's still out there fighting the good fight to get equal status for women, and she's a vibrant actress. You can see her on stage here in Chicago as well. And she's a good friend. I thought this would be a great opportunity for her to share her thoughts with all of you.
Beautiful piece. I really loved it. We do have a call from Patty, line two. You want to talk about Mother's Day with Adam, Kat, and Al of Mad as Hell in America. Welcome to the show, Patty.
Thank you. I'm probably going to come from a little bit different perspective, but there's a lot of women who see things the same way I do, so I hope you give me a chance.
You got it.
I'm 62 years old, and I was on Portland State campus when what they call the second stage of the feminist movement came into being. And I read the appropriate books. I read Kate Millett's Sexual Politics, and I read Betty Friedan's The Feminine Mystique, and others. And I flirted with the concept of feminism for a brief period of time, but I decided I did not agree with it.
Why not?
Because, I suppose most fundamentally, I'm pro-life. And I saw who was, you know, at the foundation of that stage of the feminist movement. And, you know, they were radically left. And but that's not really what I called to say. What I called to say is this.
I have about a minute, so make sure you get it in. I want you to have the time.
Okay. I sold real estate in Portland for 40 years. The reality is this. Children are not better off since mothers have left the home. This isn't an opinion. I'm saying overall, America's children are way worse off.
Well, Patty, I just want to thank you for calling in to a progressive talk show where you know that that's not going to be a popular sentiment.
I don't understand. It's not an opinion. 25% of the kids are at the poverty level, the crime level, the violence level. You can say it's not necessarily because mothers are not home.
Yeah.
It is, but you can't say that it's not true.
All right, Patty, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. I feel like I let you say that. I don't necessarily believe there's a causal relationship with the fact that women are liberated and free to pursue careers and that our children are suffering. But we'll be right back with Mad as the Hell of an America with more Mother's Day celebration. We'll be right back.
Be a gypsy dancer.
Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk station, and that was Joni Mitchell, Little Green. Joni Mitchell, one of my favorite mothers on the planet. Beautiful, and it's really wonderful to see my daughter discovering Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell will live forever. Her music certainly will. We're here talking with Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski, celebrating Mother's Day here in the last hour of Mad as Hell in America. They've profiled four women. We just heard from Maya Friedler, who is a mother and an activist. That was a beautiful piece. I want to point our listeners to the Facebook page where there's Grant Remington has posted a Mother's Day proclamation, and it's called The Mother's Day Proclamation by Julia Ward Howe. I'm reading from Wiki. Was one of the earliest calls to celebrate Mother's Day in the United States. Written in 1870, Howe's Mother's Day Proclamation was a pacifist reaction to the carnage of the American Civil War and the Franco-Prussian War. The proclamation was tied to Howe's feminist belief that women had a responsibility to shape their societies at the political level. That's back in 1870. I will not read the whole proclamation on the air, but if you link off the Facebook page at Mad as Hell in America, you can read it for yourself, and it really is worth reading. I was reading at the break. Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Klugman.
Yeah, this feels so much better than all that other stuff we're thinking about. I love the way that we're moving into this hour. It's gentler, it's sweeter. I love the Maya Friedler piece. That was great. So who wants to take and set us up for what's next? What piece are we listening to next?
Well, I think we're going to hear from Sharon Kyle next, Adam, and that's somebody I met out in Los Angeles when I went over to her house to videotape her and her husband in support of a local political candidate. And funny thing happened, her son, who was a school teacher in LAUSD, Los Angeles Public School District, also happened to be present. We shot a little tape on him, and the campaign ended up using his tape. So in typical fashion, Sharon couldn't have been prouder that her son effectively bumped her off the air. Sharon and her husband Dick co-founded, and she's the publisher of the LA Progressive, laprogressive.com, which is an online social justice journal.
You're listening to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. We're taking the last hour in honor of Mother's Day to consider what motherhood means, what it means to the women who are mothers, what it means to us who are children of mothers. Enjoy this next piece. This is Sharon Kyle.
I first met Sharon Kyle while working on a political campaign in Los Angeles and was immediately struck by her intelligence, her unique perspectives, and her talents as a communicator. Not a huge surprise as I learned she was the publisher and, along with her husband Dick, the co-founder of the LA Progressive, an online social justice journal which receives over 200,000 page views each month. Sharon has been a lifelong activist, and her work experience has spanned the public, private, and not-for-profit sectors, including managing spaceflight project finances for NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. In 2010, the Los Angeles County Democratic Party named Sharon Democratic Woman of the Year, and I'm thrilled to introduce her to all of you.
Hi, Adam. I'm Sharon Kyle. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to say hello to all of my sister mothers out there as we honor this Mother's Day. Believe it or not, I was actually born on Mother's Day. So Mother's Day holds a very special meaning for me, as does motherhood. I am a daughter, obviously. I'm a mother. And just 6 months ago, I became a grandmother. And by the way, I'm also a Black woman, which I think holds a very specific kind of meaning. I became a mother when I was a teenager, and I cannot tell you the impact that having that newborn child in my arms, the impact that that had on me in ways that launched me into a need to become a progressive activist. When I looked at that little baby, and that little baby, by the way, is now a big grown man with huge football player shoulders, it just struck me. I was the person that brought this person into the world. I had a responsibility to make the world better. But then when I had my second child, a baby girl, well, someone once told me that the woman that you want your daughter to grow up to be is the example that you set before her. And that was just huge for me. And so I launched myself into this career of activism. Yes, I did work a regular job. Yes, I was a single mom, and those two children are now grown. My son is a teacher, and my daughter is an attorney. I became active in a ton of organizations, the National Organization for Women, the Women's Media Center, my church, the ACLU, the NAACP, the National Association for Black Journalists. But I think that the area that I really poured myself into has been on the internet as the founder and publisher of the LA Progressive. And with this online social justice magazine, I think I've been able to experience and to witness how the playing field has been somewhat leveled for women. What I've witnessed over the years is the development of what some might call the pink ghetto. Anytime women start to dominate a particular field, it appears that somehow that field becomes devalued. But with the internet, that's the one area where it looks like we might have an opportunity to level the playing field. If I close with just one thing, I would like to say that whether we're women, whether we're mothers, whether we're men, whether we have children, don't have children, I think it's important for all of us to live lives that are examined and live lives that provide value. And so as I celebrate this Mother's Day and say Happy Mother's Day to all of my sister mothers out there, I would just like to encourage everyone to work towards a better world.
That was a profile of a mother and a woman and an activist, Sharon Kyle. What a great piece. It reminded me of the proclamation that I just read, the Mother's Day proclamation by Julia Ward, which says here that women had a responsibility to shape their societies at the political level back in 1870. And I just think we don't have enough women's voices in this world making the contribution. That was put together by Kat Jarboe and Al Nowakowski, our producers in Chicago. I'm loving this. We do have a call on the board. Missy, line two.
Yes, I was just calling in response to the previous caller who called in about women leaving the home to go into the workplace and how that had hurt children. And I just wanted to say that I think that was a perfect opportunity for men to come back into the home, because if it weren't for Reaganomics, we could afford for each parent to be working 4 or 6 hours a day and both to give support to the children at home. But because of Reaganomics, both parents have had to go into the workforce. You know, our wages have stayed depressed for the last 30 years. And if that weren't the case, I think we'd have a lot more support at home from both parents. And I'm seeing it now. I was actually laid off in August. And while it's been tremendously difficult from a financial standpoint, my son is now 12, and there's probably no more important time for one parent to be there, to be a sounding board and help him work his way through the difficulties that he's coming, you know, up against just as a social creature in this world. And, you know, and most parents don't have that opportunity, unfortunately, a lot like my situation are having that opportunity now. But there shouldn't be so much financial pressure on us to be outside the home, both parents, 8 or 10 hours a day.
Missy, what a great way to bring it back, and what a great response to the woman who was somehow blaming the absence of mothers in the home for the state of our children. But the reality is this trickle-down economics has forced everybody into the workplace, both parents, in a way that doesn't even make ends meet. Missy, thanks so much for the call. I really appreciate it. So we're going to go on to the next piece. What is the next piece? Kat, why don't you take this one? We're going to go to Donna.
Donna Smith.
Yeah.
Boy, if there's any woman in the world that can, you know, bring the humanity to a stage and to a microphone and to a living room, it's Donna Smith. I met her about 3 years ago at a healthcare conference, and we just hit it off, and she's become a really good friend, and she's also a mother and a grandmother as well, and so I invited her to share her thoughts.
Donna Smith of the California Nurses Association, and featured in Michael Moore's documentary Sicko, travels the country talking to people about healthcare justice. I first met her at a public healthcare forum on single payer here in Illinois. We traded some dumb jokes and some stories, and I'm proud to say Donna Smith is a good friend of mine today. She's the kind of mom who will put on a hazmat suit and march in a protest against for-profit insurers who take advantage of their customers. And she's also the kind of mom who will lead about 10,000 strangers at a rally to sing happy birthday to her son. Happy Mother's Day, Donna Smith.
Hi, Adam. This is Donna Smith, and I'm talking to you from my home in Maryland, where I'm celebrating Mother's Day with my hubby, Larry, and thinking an awful lot about my own mom and how hard she worked to raise me and to provide a great home for me. And I'm also thinking an awful lot about my own children and how hard they have to work, especially my daughters, on this Mother's Day. So I guess Mother's Day is kind of a mixed bag for me. I'm sorry that I had to work as many hours as I had to work when the kids were growing up. And sometimes I feel like the only way I can really fight back and make that better is to work as hard as I can to leave a better kind of world that my kids need in order to raise their families in a good environment with a good education, with access to health care, and all the things that would make life an awful lot easier for moms all the time. I can't remember who sang the song of Cats in the Cradle, maybe, a little bit about what happens when you get older and your kids are busy in their own lives and the time just passes. And sometimes I feel that way. So the way that I can touch them, and maybe if I get this work done in a good way and make some things better for them. So I wish all my friends a happy Mother's Day today. And for all the moms out there who work so hard, I know what you go through. I know you'd rather be home with your families a lot of the time. I know a lot of us really love the work that we do in the world, but it seems sometimes that we have to pay a heavier price. My own mother, thank you, Mom, for teaching me how to stand up and fight. And to my family, thank you for loving me even when I wasn't so lovable and for being around me on Mother's Day so often. Thanks, Adam. Give them hell.
That was a profile put together of Donna Smith, put together by our producers, Kat Jarbo and Al Nowakowski in Chicago. Donna Smith, an amazing person. She is a powerhouse. She sounds a little, maybe a little timid there, but I know that she's someone who can get worked up. You guys have just done a beautiful job on these pieces. I really appreciate you bringing them. We have a call. Ryan, line 3. Welcome to Mad as Hell in America with Adam Klugman. We're celebrating Mother's Day. What's up?
Hey, Adam. Hey, you mentioned having a difficult relationship with your mother, and,
yes.
And for one, I definitely want to sympathize with you on that. Things are a little difficult with, and have been a little difficult with mom myself, and but you learn some tough lessons out of that, and I think one of them is how to try and continue to be family and continue to recognize the values of those around you. Even when they make it especially difficult for you to appreciate it in them.
Yeah, I had one.
I know we've discussed that I do discussion forum stuff, moderating and things.
Oh, right.
And one of the phenomenons I see with people, you know, particularly on the progressive side of things, is that we get in heated debate and forget to see the different angles that we're coming at it from, each of us. And, you know, I think that's going to be a real important lesson for us to try and learn, and maybe this is a good time to start thinking on it, is how some of us who do support this person or that issue and find ourselves in disagreement with those who have a different opinion can see that like you said with your mom, that you realize that there was a lot of that frustration was driven out of love.
Yes, it was.
And a lot of our passions are just that. It's passion.
That's
and,
right.
And that we bump our heads so hard against each other because we have so much passion or so much love for what positions we stand behind.
Ryan, thanks so much for the call. I think that's a great point. You know, I've been thinking a lot about acceptance these days, man. It's taken me 47 years to get to a place where I'm ready to accept people and things and the world and myself and my mother and my father the way that they are. And I think that is what defines peace. We will be right back with one more really moving segment, and you're going to learn how you can support Kat Jarbo in her walk for cystic fibrosis in Chicago. You're listening to Mad as Hell in America on AM 620. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Mad as Hell in America, where we are celebrating Mother's Day. You're listening to AM 620 KPOJ, Portland's only progressive talk. This is our last segment. If you want to chime in on Mother's Day, what it means to you, are you a mother? Did you have one? How did you feel about her? Are you married to one? I'm married to the finest mother I know, and grateful for it each and every day of my life, because I just don't know that I would know how to raise my daughter alone. Numbers here, 503-248-0620, 1-866-452-0620. We have had the pleasure of having three produced pieces from our producers in Chicago, Al Nowakowski and Kat Jarboe. Welcome back to the show, you guys. These are tremendous pieces that you're bringing in, profiles of mothers and women and activists.
Thank you, Adam.
Happy to share.
Oh, yeah, they're just great. I can just feel it just reverberating out there. I think people are getting it. So, Kat, the last piece here, why don't you bat it home? Tell us a little bit about it and what you're doing for cystic fibrosis there in Chicago.
Well, Adam, thanks for the opportunity. You know, you're always inspired by the people that you hang out with. And my friend Lynn is probably the most inspiring woman I know. I mean, she doesn't have a website that hits a couple hundred thousand. She doesn't speak in front of a rally of 10,000. She is a mother, a teacher, a writer, a performer, and a licensed private investigator. And she also has a little son, Gus, 6 years old, and I'm walking for him next Sunday.
All right. Well, we need to get to the piece, or we might run out of time. Sorry to interrupt you there. So where can people go quickly to support you?
I put a link up on the Facebook page, and they can click on that and go right to where they can help.
Hi, Adam. I'm Lynn, and this is my son, Gus.
Hi.
No just simple choices anymore. And it starts in utero. Like, do I eat this? Do I not eat this? Do I do the cloth diapers? Do I do the disposable diapers? And then once there's actually a child involved, everything's amplified 20 times in that they come with their own set of ideas and demands about what they want. When we found out that Gus had cystic fibrosis, when we found that out, and I'm going to be the best parent, you know, I'm going to make all the right choices, and I'm going to be the one where he stands up when he's 30 at the cystic fibrosis rally and talks about how his mom really made him, you know, whatever. And I'm thinking, okay, we're going to homeschool him, because school is like a petri dish of every single germ and disease. He's his own person. He's not me, you know? And turns out, he's a social butterfly. He loves kids. He loves other people. And he learns better with other kids. He listens better. He's more attentive. That's a choice for me. Homeschooling is for me. It's not for him. Homeschooling is to make me feel better. But then you set up a whole new set of challenges. Okay, now we're doing school, and we're doing school in the Chicago public school system. Then that opens up a whole new can of worms.
He
takes close to 15 to 20 pills a day, and that's when he's healthy. So I can't even imagine, as he gets older and he has to have all of the things that go along with his disease progressing. I mean, hopefully, fingers crossed, it won't, right? Like, you can just love this human being more than you've ever loved anything, feel connected to him more than you have. And at the same time, he can make you more embarrassed and horrified in a simple action than anybody else, right? Because you feel so responsible. Just hold on to the love while you got it. Enjoy the giggling when you can. And the rest of the time, just roll with the punches. And good luck.